Agreed. All right, fine. Can Constitution and the related laws of Parliament of the Republic of South Africa and the medium-term strategic framework of the government.
And the medium-term strategic framework of government. So this articulates the mandate of the department. Professor Kozoli?
Sure.
I don't agree with that. Our mandate is to oversee the work of government, not to derive our mandate from the government.
Okay.
So I think we need to leave that part out.
No, read the topic of 1.2, description of core mandate of the Department of Higher Education and Training.
I've read it. I'm saying we are not here. We are not mandated by the medium-term economic framework. We are mandated by the Constitution to oversee things like the medium-term framework. That would be against the Constitution, in fact, to say that.
All right. Okay, I'll allow members in the main comment and the deputy minister would like to make an input, but let's start with Ms. Kidian.
Yes, Chairperson, I think we're not referring to the role of the committee. We're not referring to the role of the mandate of the committee. We're referring to the core mandate of the Department of Higher Education. And the core mandate of the Department of Higher Education obviously originates from the Constitution and from all the laws, because that is delegated legislation during a formal process, delegation by the cabinet to the Minister of Higher Education. So this is what we're talking about. We're not talking about the core mandate of the committee.
Okay. So you're also happy now?
Yeah.
Because we do need to articulate it so that we can then understand what informs our move. And this is the framework within which we'll be working. So that we do oversight, our oversight function effectively and efficiently. So, okay, we have agreed, we are all in agreement with that. Any other addition on page 2? None? Shall we move to page 3? Any? Mr. Mata?
Yeah, sure. I suggest that we take the context, because if you look at the 1.2, we only have jurisdiction over higher education. So before requires education, you must say higher education, because
where
there is basic education.
Where? Okay. Are we on page 3?
No, page 2, paragraph 1.
Page 2, paragraph 1.
1.2, description of the core. I'm suggesting that where it says requires higher education, we add higher.
Yes.
Because our jurisdiction doesn't include basic.
Yeah. Okay.
Apart from just a little space that I've noticed, and maybe I've missed many others, but this one is where I just noted that was in line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Annual report of, I think there's an extra space there, of the National Student Scheme, just before that National Student Financial Aid. Maybe I'm wrong, but it appears. Line 5 on page 3.
Page 4. any correction or addition or subtraction? Ms. Mthulu?
Thank you, sir. Just to correct the abbreviation, the first sentence, NGP, I think it's supposed to be NDP. And in your line 2, page 4, oh, it's on page 3.
Let's not have you dialogue. Just allow her to finish and then you can raise your hand and then allow. Okay, so very big top paragraph.
That's like page 4.
Yeah, page 4.
Page 4. Are you on page 4? Oh, it's number 2, overview of the key relevant policy focus areas, 2.1, the paragraph which starts with the NGP requires stepping up education and skills. It's NGP. Oh, it's okay.
It was relevant because it maps the economic growth and also the skills required, because higher education, the post-school education should also contribute towards the economic growth and also the targets that are set in the national growth. But I thought they are interlinked. I'm not sure if whether maybe we must remove it or not.
Shall we
discuss
this one and arrive at a consensus on whether we want to proceed with NGP and
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to convince colleagues that we stick to the National Development Plan, because I think all government departments are refocusing themselves also to meet those targets. Now, if we use a different set of measurables, then we're going to confuse ourselves. I think we should all focus on one plan, and therefore we should refer to the NDP and the targets, because they are very definite targets for scarce skills set, for engineers, for all of those, and for teacher development, etc. And I think that is what we should focus on. So I would like to convince my colleagues to support me if I move rather for the NDP than for the national, for the new growth path. Thank you, Chairman.
All right, there's a proposal on the table,
Mr.
Mbaka.
Can I be honest here? I think those who are leaders of the ANC must explain this. According to the NGP, this is where higher education is placed entirely on what is it that has to be done to see the country through over 2030. The NGP is a program of action. But what came first was the NGP. Now, for me, the relationship between the two is that the other, when it tabulated what the government has to focus on, it was very clear on what is it that higher education is expected to do. And then the activities of what will be leading to the achievement of that is the NDP. But you have to mention the NGP first. I'm not going to sit here and assist you to draft your good policy. You should be able to know exactly how these things work.
Okay, shall we then rise above our political thing and look at what he does want to table to the National Assembly?
Yeah, this is my take.
The argument that we brought forth was they must explain why they want us to go back before we come to the NDP, because NDP was before the NDP. The NDP flows from the NDP.
Yeah.
Implementation plan. And presently, if you can ask us, we're not implementing NDP, and we are implementing NDP. Everything starts from the springboard for every activity now, moving forward to 2030, is the NDP. So that's why I say they must then explain, because remember, maybe it's so that there's alignment of thinking. For now, the proposal was, let's stick to NDP. But I'm sure the drafters of the report can then explain why they wanted us to move a step back before coming to the NDP. So the NDP is a step back before the NDP.
Sorry, the heading says that it's overview of relevant policy focus areas. So we wanted to give a context of different policies. So not just to include only the NDP. So we wanted to make reference even to the NDP as well.
Okay, so now
what
does the explanation is we're looking at policy and not at the plan. The plan flows from the policy. That's the explanation. Remember, we wanted this thing. And if the heading is overview of the key relevant policy forecast areas, the meeting must then tell us whether we want to move to the plan or if we want to talk about the policy. Review of the key forecast areas. Policy,
I just want to come back and may I just say why it is important is we actually coming at the bottom of page 3, we are focusing, furthermore, the work of the department is informed by the policy goals and targets as articulated in the National Development Plan. Now the next minute we go back to NGP, and that is why it doesn't make sense, because if we're now talking hardcore targets, it is in the plan which must be achieved and where this department must make the necessary budgetary provision, etc., to meet those problems. So I would again come, and I know the Honourable Mbata is new to Parliament, but there was in the previous Parliament, there was actually general consensus on what South Africa should achieve in terms of the National Development Plan. So I would argue that it has general consensus, because it is a planning commission that was established with some of the best brains that came forth with the National Development Plan. And within that, there are very definite targets for the higher education sector. And I think we should stick to that, and I would like to suggest that we just get those and adjust them in terms of the NDP. Thank you.
See, the moment they raise the overview of the key relevant policy forecast areas, I really want us to look at this again. Is it NDP or is it the because if you proceed there, reading NDP requires stepping up education and skills development to support long-term competitiveness of the economy. Now, if we can skip that sentence, the next sentence say the growth path requires a radical review of the training system to address shortfalls in artisanal and technical skills. This is policy, okay? The NGP sets a target of, but from NGP, the NDP, this one says NDP adopted. So, okay, which route do we take now? So we change the NGP to NDP, or we retain NGP? The key you repeat yourself? No. They say, you said you must delete the NGP.
Chairperson, I'm always one for compromise.
No, we don't want you to compromise. I just want you to repeat yourself so that we have the same understanding and then move on this point. The NGP requires setting up education close to you. You want us to delete that or just delete NGP and put NGP?
Perhaps the contact advisor could just give us an indication. Maybe we could keep the first sentence or two, and then when we go to the targets, we move to the NGP targets. And that is the compromise that I would like to propose. That if we then refer to the policy, okay, the new growth path identified shortfalls and skill shortages, but then when we move to the targets, let's stick to one set of targets, and I think that was well crafted in the National Development Plan. So I that would be my proposal.
Okay. So we talk about the NGP, but then when you say the NGP sets the target off, we then say the NGP then. Conclude now on this NGP. But we all in agreement that we replace NDP with NDP, or we agree?
Agree.
Okay, the NDP requires stepping up education. Now, if you see NDP, okay, requires stepping up
all
government.
Chairperson, I would advise that we take it out because this is the
policy.
It's a policy. This is what NGP is saying.
Yeah.
So it's a priority for in the national growth path framework. So it's in a heading of that. So we take it out and we will bring in the NGP target. So we take it out. So we can't use what is and what NGP is saying and put the targets of NGP. So we rather remove it and put the targets of the NGP.
Zambia police versus review policy. You know, but it's fine. Say policy review, all right? Let's then, because the majority rules, let's then remove this one and start with the growth. The NDP set, instead of the NDP set a target of the NDP. NDP? Yeah, alright.
I think they are just.
Yeah, alright. Any other improvements there on the first paragraph? None. The second paragraph? 2.2? I want to move faster because I think it's taking long. 2.2.1, can you please concentrate? 2.2.1.
Thank you, Chairperson. 2.2, let's correct the first word, outcomes, to be outcome-based approach.
Right, outcome-based approach.
Delete the end.
I remember there was a paradigm shift from an output base to outcome base. So it's the outcome.
Yeah.
Right? Any other question? On page 4? Yes, are you correcting your word?
I want to ask a lot of what you have said in the third last of
okay.
Paragraph. To say, going to the next line, what's up to that?
Can I propose that we just accept the rest of that section, because these are simply a description of what the department has agreed to rather than our words.
All right. 2.2.3, 2.2.4.
That looks like we want to move on to page 5. Page 5.
Any addition, subtraction to page 5? Okay.
You see that, me? Yeah, on page 5, just on top there, before 2.3. Just to delete the space there.
And the space is too much.
Mm.
And we reduce the
other improvements on this page?
The sentence that has been subscribed as so, the sentence that raised the unrealistic target, that also should include the way the committee knows that the unrealistic target for Celsius that was included in the Minister's Performance Monitoring and Evaluation Agreement. Maybe we should include the committee notes, the unrealistic.
Any agreement on this? Yes,
please. Chairperson, I would advise that we don't take that because this is, talks about the strategic plan and annual plan changes by the department. So it's not what the committee has noted. This is what the department has done. After they've considered their ACP, they've changed the targets. This is what they're supposed to report on. So it's not, we can't say the committee noted that.
Could you then perhaps start that sentence with unrealistic targets and remove the at the beginning? Unrealistic targets for scarce skills graduates were indicated in the minister's agreement, so that it just makes sense. Otherwise, you know, it seems as though some part of the sentence might have been removed. Yeah. So we just start the sentence with unrealistic targets.
Agree? Agree?
Yes.
Okay. Unrealistic targets, and then we continue. All right. Still on page 5.
I just said the sentence needed a verb. That was what was wrong with the sentence.
Yeah, you're right. Where?
The one we were just talking about, unrealistic targets.
Okay. Unrealistic targets for
Page 6 starts to be written in the present tense. I mean, that may be why readers think. Page 6 starts the whole page. Summary of recommendations made by the committee. This is last year. And therefore, it should be put all in the past tense. Otherwise, it begins to start reading like our recommendations because it's all in the present. So it says things like, department where is one? The challenges the Department for Compensation of Employees has been kept by Cabinet. So that sounds like it's a current comment, but in fact it should be had been kept because it's all about last year's recommendations. So can I just suggest that the whole section 3.1.1 just be looked through to make sure that it's clear to the reader that this is all about last year's report. Just so that the tense, past tense, past tense, past tense, all the way through.
Okay, I mean, I submit. But tell me, will there be a problem if we highlighted, for instance, the summary of key 3.1.1, summary of key financial and report. Just highlight them so that, you know, they don't look like it. And the same applies to, see, where is the 2.2 outcome-based approach? Shouldn't we highlight that one? That should be fine. 2.2.1 output 1, then highlight it, then the rest can close. Thank you very much. Yes.
I'm just checking to assist the staff.
With the exception of the paragraph that starts with concerning the filling of all funded, I think that is where the problem lies. The department developed a draft, a policy on staff retention, and it was in consultation with unions during the current financial year or whatever. I mean, last financial year.
Where are we now? 3.1. Okay, concerning, have we effected the correction from 3.1.1 that was raised by Professor Bodoli?
Chairperson, I hope that the staff would just realize that, for instance, the next sentence in that paragraph says, the challenge is that departmental compensation of employees had been capped by cabinet. I think that's what Professor Zola referred to. Consequently, the department could not reach within the current baseline allocations to fill all vacancies.
We have with that. Then you then came in on concerning Kilian.
That is the same paragraph, Jacob. That is separate. I think they've captured that. So I think it's just tweaking the tenses.
Okay. And then as you effect the changes, it would be happy if you can maybe flat and address so that you can see those changes again.
Yes, it's funny that the department reported that all public TVET colleges certificates outstanding had been issued, because in our year they've said something like 13,000 still remains to be issued. So how could they all have been issued last year?
I'm just
puzzled about that. It could be that there were another 13,000 to be issued.
I think those were the recommendations, and I can also recall some problem with the certificates. So we must just make sure that that is indeed factually correct. That there was no, but I must say, Chair, and excuse me, but I find it difficult to understand the sentence, this after engagement between the department and Umalusi towards lifting the block on colleges owing. Could we perhaps just have a better understanding of what
okay.
it means?
Let's finish the one with certificates of standing have been issued. Yes,
were different sets of outstanding certificates. There were outstanding certificates. There were certificates that were outstanding because the colleges were not paying certification fees. And there were outstanding certificates that had certificates that informed that data with errors. So this is the certificate where the colleges were owing Umalusi and certification fees. So Umalusi blocked the publication of those certificates. Yeah. So there was an engagement between the department and Umalusi because the committee made that recommendation to say the department should, the funding that was supposed to go to the colleges should remain with the department so that the department can just pay Umalusi. No more, the public colleges are no longer paying the certification fees.
So, but, remember,
you are correct that there are still certificates outstanding, those that have the errors, which they are still putting because of the CETA IT system.
So how can we write this in such a way that it doesn't cost us?
I understand completely. What about saying that all certificates outstanding line 3, public TVET colleges certificates outstanding for this reason have been issued, which makes it clear that it's only the ones that are outstanding for the reason of.
What are we talking about? I think that we all agree that that will assist.
Yes.
Right. You can then come in, Ms. Keegan, on the fund.
This after,
then there's a... Or there's a mistake. Can you see the mistake? I'm happy.
Chair, should it be this occurred after?
Because in the heading we are referring to the evaluation of the response. Okay. Now we can say the Minister of Finance responded to one recommendation, namely progress with shifting the TVET college function. That sentence just seems to be a little clumsy because we're referring to the Minister of Finance and then we're saying again the Minister. So I think we can just clean it up there. Thank you.
How do you see that? That is the minister. They will read the first part. Okay, agreed? Okay. Any other correction on page 7?
Chair, the third paragraph of page 7, middle of the paragraph, it says the NDP clearly stated that the sector suffers from a poor reputation due to the high rate of unemployment, presumably, not the low rate of unemployment.
I know that we all not talking about low rate of unemployment. All report
I have a low rate of employment or a high
low rate of employment.
Yeah.
So let's remove unemployment and put employment, yeah? All right. What else? We're done. Thank you very much. Shall we then move to page 8? Have a check and
It's to page 7, the last sentence in the second last paragraph on that page, and it starts with the shifting of TVET college function is at a more advanced. I just think we just need a little bit of an A there.
Are you on page 8?
7?
Still on page 7? The last paragraph?
No, not the last paragraph, Chairperson. The one just before that, and the very last sentence before the last paragraph.
Okay.
The shifting of the TVET college function is at a more advanced stage.
A more any additions or subtractions? None. Check page 9. I'll wait for you to
sorry. The summary of our recommendations is that first section, is it? 3.2. In other words, all our recommendations are meant to be summarized there. Is that correct? The whole following...
Summary of the 2014 SOAP 15 committee budget board report recommendations.
Yes. Okay, it seems to me that the tone of that first section is not strong enough in terms of asserting our feeling, and this came through very strongly yesterday in our meeting with the Appropriations Committee, in our feeling that the budget is too low and the budget for NISFAS the budget for the department is too low and the budget for NISFAS is too low. I mean, they were mentioning a figure of 51 billion. So I'm just wondering if it just didn't come across as forceful, as forcefully as at least I feel about it.
So what's the proposal? How do you feel?
I think what it should do, it should stop after the third line of paragraph 2. Which says additional funding is effectively additional funding is required overall, full stop, new paragraph, so that paragraph stands out. You could even put it in bold, additional funding is required overall.
Are we happy with that proposal?
And then a new paragraph where you bullet point, I don't know if bullet points are not considered the right form for this sort of report. It may not be acceptable, but your bullet point 1, construction of the 12 campuses, 2, migration of the employees, 3. So that that summary of recommendations really reads forcefully, and we don't need to go through the whole thing. I mean, maybe the staff could just think about how to specify the main things that we say fourthly.
Okay, there's a proposal on the table.
Agree.
Additional funding is required overall, full stop. Then one. But I think for the following, I think overall for the following, that and then one, and then put the construction of the top to the colleges, for the following, and then the next paragraph one, but you have to leave it overall for the following. Alright, thank you very much. Shall we move on to page 9?
I fully agree with the proposal that we go in bullet format. I was just wondering if the section that starts, and that is in relation to effective and efficient monitoring and support for TVET colleges, if that does not warrant a separate sort of paragraph on its own, because, you know, we place a lot of emphasis on the need to make sure that, you know, money follows function, etc. And, you know, so if we can just maybe take that one out separately, I think it would assist. So make it a new paragraph. Yeah. Just in other words, just give that a new paragraph, you know.
Okay. Can you see it? I'm
You know, we've
all right. Agree.
Chairperson, and then I was wondering, we are listing at the top the portfolio committee officer considering the strategic and annual performance plans and budget of the department. Then we refer to the NSFAS and we refer to the Council for Higher Education. Shouldn't we just say and entities reporting to the department?
The proposal that we add and the entities reporting to the department?
To replace, you know, specifically those two.
Okay. And entities reporting to the department, are you happy with that?
And recommend the policy.
Okay, maybe they should explain why they have specified the two bases of confusion.
To ensure the budget board were unable to meet SACWA, we did not meet SACWA, we did not meet QCTO. So we only managed because of time. Remember, during July we had really time constraints.
If this is the case, then should we pay for that to mention those that you mentioned? Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Page 9. Page 9.
Qualified audit with matters of emphasis. If we're saying with material adjustments to financial statements, then it is not usually how the AG.
It gives a different meaning.
Yeah, it gives a different meaning. It's our page 10 at the bottom. The department received an unqualified audit with matters of emphasis, and that refers to weaknesses, you know, leaders. Etc. etc. with matters of emphasis.
Agreed.
Agreed.
All right. Shall we move on to page 11?
Yeah, I just wanted to more or less the same.
You don't pay 10?
On page 10.
So you are covered?
He checked that in the area.
Okay. Let's go to page 11. Page 11? Nothing, eh?
Nothing.
Okay. The spacing must be two. And then,
Chair, on page 11, the top sentence, audit on predetermined objectives. The AG did not raise any material findings on the usefulness and reliability of reported performance information. Is that entirely accurate? Because I seem to remember that there were criticisms of usefulness and reliability in some areas.
Not
on this
department.
No, in some of the entities.
Yeah.
But is this only the department we're talking about? I apologize.
Okay.
Yes.
So, page 12,
under the heading internal control deficiency, if we are not going to have a bullet or something for leadership and financial performance management, otherwise, you know, something, just an indent or whatever. Yeah, it's on page 11 at the bottom, leadership heading.
Okay.
As well as the heading on page 12, financial and performance management. Do you note that there is no numbering there? So I was just wondering if we can introduce something there. Bullet or whatever.
Thank you, Chair. On page 13, subheading compliance with laws and regulations. The list goes on, and then there is LG Sita, mining engineering. I think the mining should be manufacturing engineering.
Are we in agreement?
It's not Masita.
Yes, manufacturing.
I just agree with that, but I was wondering if we're referring to all the abbreviated names for the CETAs, if we shouldn't stick to it, because on the next page we are referring to MERCETA and the weaknesses. Should we not perhaps use the MERCETA on this page as well?
Well, there's a proposal that we use the full name,
by their full names, then it's going to make our report running probably to page 41 because they've got very long names.
All right. Remember, we're only referring to that one. Not proceeding with the others. Well, no, that's okay. It's not a strange mesh. We need to maintain, but it's fine.
The common one is like,
okay. All right, I don't want us to delay in discussing whether which is abbreviations or not. Let's look at the content of the report. Okay? We are on 40. Done?
Done.
50? Done?
Done.
And you help with the font, eh? Not in Google, but other fonts.
The spacing between the first paragraph, performance, the web performance, then space, financial.
Okay, the spacing, please attend to the spacing. Correct it. All right, page 16. Page 16
just again the spacing, but obviously they will still, once we've gone through, they will probably just format everything correctly.
Page 17. Again, summary of the funding requirements. Is this a summary of what we're recommending, or is it a summary of what the NTEF is allocating? If it's a summary of what we're recommending, then my same points about forcefulness do need to be considered. It does say, since its inception, the department has not been adequately funding, and the mandate is not commensurate with the current NTEF budget allocation. So I assume that's our recommendation. But nowhere are we saying what our suggested NTEF allocation is. We do give detailed things later of specific amounts, very specific things. But if you've got a department that has not been adequately funded since its inception, we're looking at something more serious than, you know, a little bit here and a little bit there. We're looking at a serious rethink of the whole funding of this department. So I don't know what to recommend that will capture that, but at the moment it just says in the second paragraph of that summary, just before 4.4, it says the total budget input requirements in the NTEF are $54.3 billion. So we said what the NTEF is recommending, but we haven't said, well, what should it be recommending? So we haven't summarized the funding requirements, we've summarized what the NTEF is offering. We haven't summarized what we think the requirements are. So is it that I've got that paragraph wrong, and the purpose of that paragraph is not to summarize what we're recommending, but to summarize what is being offered, or, you know, what is the purpose of that section?
Okay, can you come in front of the advisor?
The purpose of this question is to summarize the funding requirements of the department.
Well, then it doesn't do that. It just summarizes the fact that it just says there isn't enough money. And this is, which should it not say, it's been adequately, it's not been well funded, and then you identify all the things that you do in that first paragraph. Then you say this is what the NTEF is offering. Then there should be a third section saying, this is 50% of what's needed, or, you know, we need to state clearly our view. I know that the Treasury will just laugh, but we need to state it.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
page
18. I think what I hear from Professor Pizzoli is that we should just express an opinion, but I don't know if we are allowed in terms of the format to say the committee is of the view that, and I'm just making a recommendation, that this department has since its inception not been adequately funded. And then we can proceed further to actually motivate why we feel that. Because if we look at what we're saying about many of the challenges identified by the AG, for example, so-and-so, is due to constraints, whereas the result of inadequate human capacity and budgetary constraints. Furthermore, we expand further why we motivate that. And then we say the department currently oversees so many universities, XXXXX. So it sort of reinforces the notion that the committee is seriously concerned that this is a critical department, and that the AG report does not identify financial irregularities, but, you know, human resource constraints and budgetary constraints, and that we then say, this is a huge task of the department, and we expand on that. So I was wondering if that would not be more appropriate, to say the committee is seriously concerned about the funding of the department, and then say, since its inception, the department has not been adequately funded. So should we not say that? And then I would suggest, if there is general understanding and agreement, that we then highlight the issue of the challenges, many of the challenges, we make that a new paragraph, so that we can focus on that, and then a new paragraph that the department currently oversees 26 universities, etc., etc. But one element that is not listed here, and I would also like to propose that we incorporate that, is, and specifically, where we're going through, it's 50 public TVET colleges. It's public TVET colleges with 264 campuses. And then I would suggest that we insert there 3,150 public education training centers. And then before we get to the 150 registered private AET centers, we also include 119 registered private higher education institutions. And why that is important, Jefferson, is the department is also responsible for institutions such as Monash and others. So they are also private registered, and many unregistered, but let's just talk to the registered institutions. So my recommendation would then be introductory paragraph to say the committee is very concerned, well, a sentence, since inception, blah, 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 blah. We highlight the AG findings, we highlight the department's role, and we also incorporate this very important function of the department, which is ultimately responsible for quality education. Thank you, Chief.
Are we in agreement with the proposal on the table? It's only a minute.
I would like us to do it, and in reply to Ms. Killian, we can do what we like. There is no rule saying we can. You know, you said, can we put it in? Yes, we can put whatever we want in the report.
Sure.
We are the bosses of the report. I would like to put in that we need another 50 billion.
Another.
We must double the budget.
But also you must remember, if we put it in the sense of the MTF table, we are talking about
4 billion. So what they want is total 54 billion. So that is what I thought. I summarized it and I couldn't put, like for each program, program four, they said, they want money for examination section, they want money for regional offices. Just one branch is like five columns of small things that they want money for. Moderation, assessment, and all those things. So it was difficult. That is why I thought maybe just to summarize it and say for the 2015-16 MTF, this is what...
we don't need the details in the report. The minus is just at the end. And we have the details to use for the most of the report that we take as a remote. In the essence, is that that's fine.
Okay, I see your hand is up. Next time you raise your hand, please.
I forgot to say.
Okay. Professor Pozzoli, Raisuela, who else wants to speak so that we close the discussion on page 17? And Ms. Kiyen. Professor Pozzoli?
Okay, that's fine. If it's over the NTEF period, then 50 billion is not that out of line with what the department itself is asking, actually. But I would like to be put in there. It's not only that the department is overseeing all these entities, but that the white paper on further education and training has now been passed, and the department is mandated to implement that white paper. And that hasn't even been costed yet. From, you know, there's still working groups working on it. But the costing of the white paper, its implementation, is presumably going to have to be one of the things that the increases are needed for. And that's one of the places in which the department is falling behind now, because the they keep having to do things that are stated in the white paper, but they're not given the money to do it. So maybe if we, I would be satisfied if we left it at the 15 million, but included in the department currently oversees sentence. The department not only currently oversees blah, 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 but in addition is required over the next X years to implement the white paper on higher education and training, which is an extremely expensive exercise, or something of that sort, Chair.
Okay, I'm sure the
content
advisor, I see you shaking and doing all this, but you understand, you follow me. No, I want to do it before that I can be able to take that. Okay, we still want Professor Pozzoli to repeat to the floor. Herself? Formally, I'm sure you're assisting me in writing.
The department currently oversees 26 universities, national institutes, AET, in addition, those are all there. Of the financial aid scheme, full stop. In addition, the department is now required to implement the white paper on higher education, or on post-school education, I think is the title, which will generate even further expenses. Already has generated further costs, and will continue to do so over the next 10 years.
I think I will accept it because we have to project into the future. So that if maybe through this recommendation there's a need for budget reform, this will then also inform, I mean, the reason for budget reform.
The next sentence should also be reconsidered. The department needs to be adequate for additional staff. And also, instead of infrastructure, the department needs to expand.
No, Chair, I wanted to cut the essence of what that has been covered.
Financial audit outcomes and steps taken to address adverse findings. Second bullet. In dealing with students, just apostrophe S, under performance and certification grades.
In dealing with students, apostrophe S.
Under Northwest University, it says an extra word which makes it hard to read.
very first bullet point and started long way back. It should be and started before. Just leave out long way back. Started before the merger of the institution.
Okay.
And then on bullet point three, I don't remember them saying it was especially from private schools that initiation practices were learnt. I think there are other schools as well where they have initiations. Probably not supposed to have it, but they do have it. But if other people remember that that was in fact what was said, but it didn't come across to me. Thank you.
Well, I'm suggesting just leave out,
especially from private schools.
Okay. Education across the country, ne? We leave out, especially from private schools, ne? To such demeaning practices as basic education, but this thing doesn't start as basic education, only if, alright, no, we are done, high school. Okay. Is this what we're thinking, or is this what we're saying?
That's what I'm worried.
I'm asking the honourable member. Even if you wrote this, I want them to write to the consensus. This is what I've said. Anyone who can recall?
I was saying I think they are socialized into this thing. They grow, they come up, they go to the universities with these tendencies. It's not that it's something new that they learn from the university. I think what the content of the advisor has said is a tool of a reflection. It's not a new behavior. They know these things. They do them. Then they become complicated at university.
Okay, let me observe. I see Mr. Suela, and then Mr. Mbate will repeat what you said earlier on. You also share that with us. And then Mr. Keka.
Yeah, sorry, Sharon. These things can happen at the university. It means that you do go to one of those universities.
Okay.
But I can recall that my daughter was meant to count flowers in the institution.
Okay, no, that's fine. I think you beat that better than what you're making. Oh!
No, what I was sharing with Honorable Kuhn was that we may not have experienced it in other universities.
Okay, others do. But
yeah,
okay.
It has been happening for years, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Tegani?
No, I mean, this thing of bullying, police, and so on, I mean, even all people. Historically, since in high school, I didn't hear about bullying system, but it's also going to be the pieces people in South Africa, yes, it manifested high school, especially for the school, but university believes that it is right, because I didn't see it.
But it's fine. I'm sure we've illustrated the point well here, so we will see where we have put it in the
I think how we can perhaps just
capture the notion, because what I can remember is that they said certain demeaning practices come from society and they are a microcosm of society, you know, sort of thing. So I think how we can capture this is the university inherits students who have been initiated into such demeaning practices at school level and often maintain such practices when they get to university. And who often maintain such practices when they get to university. I think that captures that some of them come with these demeaning practices and then they just continue with it.
I'm sure we're done on this one. And the corrections that were put across were effected. Ms. Mwang?
Yes.
Shall we go to page 24?
Yes.
Please, we allow you with my permission.
531.
On page? Page 23. We have moved on to 24, but it's fine. Let's take this one. 5.3. 5.1. Oversight visit. Yeah. Shall we add oversight visit in the end? Next. Oversight visit. Yeah. Okay. 25.
Statutes of the university, which remain.
So that it's not that simple. You would need legal assistance. It's not that simple to just say they must now change their statutes. And if the universities say they won't change their statutes, it's a huge fight looming. And I saw the department saying in one of its reports that it did not want to engage in that fight. It actually just wanted to leave them with three. They have three appointees. So for us to now come out guns blazing saying we want to fight on this issue, maybe is not wise.
All right. Well, I'll come at the end and see your hand is up. Mr. Tetanen stand is up. I will also see the Mr. Mbata, and then Deputy Minister, and then I will then move on the panel. I started with Mr. Suela.
Chairperson, I think we should just note that Professor Bozoli, the Honorable Professor Bozoli, is not here about that, but these are stipulated in the Act, and as a committee, there's nothing we can do about the Act. It's in the Act. It clearly specifies five ministerial appointees, and I believe that university should simply apply the law as it is.
Okay.
Our office functions about compliance in all the laws that have been passed by the parliament. Annette, sir, Mr. No, I wanted to say, I mean, the way we're carrying on the debate, I mean, we can't stand up and say the universities were not controlled as much as they have to be. It depends, for that matter, what universities you're talking about. I mean, black universities were totally controlled. African universities also, to a certain extent. Maybe those that enjoyed some so were liberal universities, and they were only four in the country. So the majority of the universities were totally controlled. And the point we are making now is that because of transformation, I mean, transformation is not going to come voluntarily. And if you go along with autonomy, academic autonomy, wrong things will continue, there won't be transformation. And therefore, the law must be there to enforce transformation. Let's accept transformation is not pleasant because it takes from the advantage and he shares with the disadvantage.
Thanks, Mr. Ketame,
I agree with the minister. The fact is, academic freedom is protected in the constitution, but we're not speaking academic freedom here. We're speaking management of institutions that, to a very large extent, rely on public funding, and consequently, we cannot hide behind academic freedom when things are not comfortable in terms of management outcomes of universities, and also if the throughput rates of certain sectors of society is not adequate, and etc. So I have a concern, Chairperson. I think what we have to deal with as a committee, portfolio committee, is do these institutions comply with the law or not? And I think that is what must be noticed. And we can, you know, I would suggest a way. right forward on this paragraph, and I trust that we will have to get to the moment. Because I was concerned, I was thinking that we could say the portfolio was concerned that these universities were not complying with the Higher Education Act as amended. And I don't think we should include there which gives power to the minister, you know, we could say which expands the number of ministerial appointees, which I don't like the wording which gives power to the minister, which expands the ministerial appointees to five or whatever. It was deemed as a serious concern. I think the last sentence is actually just a reinforcement of what we've already said. I think we could delete the last sentence, but I think Professor Pizzoli would agree that if we just refer to the hard fact of legislation that some universities don't comply with, yes, they have their own statutes, but I agree with the Minister. Ultimately, the Higher Education Act, which regulates the sector, should supersede all the other legislation.
Okay, there's a proposal on the table. Are we not in it? Have you kept that? Can you read it so that we can hear what is it that you've kept?
The portfolio committee was concerned that this university was not complying with the higher education sector amendment, which is funding the federal government.
Yeah, I think they referenced something much better. Which made provision?
I think I would still like my views to be recorded as differing from that, which I presume is allowed.
In the report?
Yes.
Not in the report?
Yes, in the report.
No, in the minutes, yes. Remember the report here is a majority view that goes into the state. You take decisions on consensus basis. So we can, I think, let's note it in the minutes. But then the report, because there's majority view on the matter, it will then be as proposed. To go as proposed.
Chair, can I just point out that there's quite a lot of mythology about this thing of university autonomy. I'm not talking about academic freedom, I'm talking about university autonomy. You know, universities used to be like Chapter 9 institutions, at least the liberal universities, which was what enabled them actually to fight against the National Party government by insisting on having, mixed race student bodies, even though it was illegal according to the National Party. They had that kind of autonomy and independence. And when the Constitution was written, a lawyer friend of mine, lobbied to make sure that university autonomy and academic freedom were put into the Constitution. And what the Department has done over the years is that it has simply, systematically undermined that university autonomy. And fine about the budgets, I agree with you. Of course, financial oversight is absolutely essential. But we're looking at something more serious here. And, you know, this amendment to make it five ministerial appointees is an extremely worrying amendment. Councils aren't that big. You're beginning to look now at councils which used to be completely autonomous, as in a Chapter 9 institution, are now 30% ministerial appointees, most of whom are ANC. So we're looking at universities becoming systematically controlled in ways that are inimical to the very nature of a university. So I would like to firmly again state my opinion that it's no use just saying, oh, well, they don't obey the law and they don't do this. This is going against what a university is for, which is freedom of thought and freedom of speech and freedom of enterprise. So I feel very strongly about this, Chair, and I'm not going to concede.
Okay, two, the respect in the minute. The respect in the minute.
when the report will go through, as because remember with this, with the report of the work that we've already done and we all agreed on this, and really now that's why we've got the report to ratify the report before it's tabled. We really, I'll say we sympathize with you, but what's worrying in this case is that we're now talking about the national party politics. And we are on this transformation daily. The Constitution talks about transformation. All the laws that flow from the Constitution also talk, they talk to the transformation. So, this the present government is about transformation from and moving away from the old apartheid policy to the new era policy that talk about a better life for. Well, for as long as the universities receive the taxpayer money, they have to account for it. So that's why they cannot be 100% autonomous.
I agree with that.
That's why we have structures like HESA and Council for Higher Education, so that they can then assist with the, I think it's a smooth and harmonious transformation from the old past to the present era. So it's fine. We'll note that in the minutes, but then the report is consensus. Mr. Mata, remember your hand was up.
I just wanted to share that the Higher Education Act, as amended, as way back as 1997, it gave universities enough opportunity to amend their statutes. In the earlier years, for instance, the SRCs used to be represented by a single member, and they amended, suggested two. And I don't think the number of the ministerial appointees was deliberate. I think the intention actually was to make sure that there is fair public representation in the universities. Now, fair public representation, by interpretation, gives the minister the right to look at the skill set of the people that must be sent to them. The fact that Professor Buzoli has noticed that more often it is ANC cadres, I think that is an accident. But technically, it was supposed to be a shared collection of skills representing the public interest. And I think it does not mean that it will not be useful to any other government. Will always have to practice that. It is unfortunate that now we will notice it under the ANC. But the opportunity is there to always turn that kind of representation into a good opportunity for public interest.
Okay, thanks for your comment.
Yeah.
And shall we then proceed? We are on page 28. Done with page 28. 29. Done, we are done with page 29. And then page 30. I suspect that when we are reading this, that is falling asleep. Coming to these last pages. 31?
31? 31?
Okay, spacing,
improve
on spacing there. Page
32? Okay, sorry, just to go back to 29. 29? this is where the outstanding certificates are mentioned.
Okay, which
bottom paragraph.
Vocational and continuing education and training.
Yes, the bottom paragraph of that, the bullet point under the backlog, So if, since we're differentiating now between kinds of certificates missing, we better just put in here that these are not the kind that we mentioned earlier. Otherwise the reader is going to pick up the same thing I picked up.
You are right, of course. Shall you then read to us on how you captured this one? Differentiate between the previous certificates and these ones.
couple taking photos of 118 offspring because of data error.
Because of data error. Yeah, okay. Certificates and then there between certificates and form. Okay, makes sense. Thank you very much. That's a very good point, Professor. Are we happy? 29?
I think it's a little grammar issue. It's just, again, the past tense. These delays, the justification. It starts at the bottom of 29, and then it moves on. The justification of for these delays was highlighted as a major concern since this backlog dates back to 2007.
Yeah, I think it's clear. No, there's something else, this is something new, but
but we need an increase on the operation of the initiative. Am I right? But also, are we talking operational budget or both? Capital budget? Because there are, you know, there will need offices in the district. Remember, we said in the provinces? The new offices. And then there's this 12 colleges that are to be built, am I right? Okay. So it's important that this one is properly kept up. Can you read to us on how you've captured, recaptured this?
Because not with spending the response fund for the chief of function sheet, which is the additional promotion for the system increase the budget of the salary over the medium term to accommodate the funded operation of the platform, especially to make sure and infrastructure that will come with the chief of function sheet.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Cillian, for your input there. 36. Ms. Nkulu.
Thank you, Chair. Page 36, bullet 2 at the top. I don't know if we can put this sentence in this way. To say the department should align the procurement process to meet the target of 30 days as prescribed by law, by policy. The department should align the procurement process to meet the target of 30 days as prescribed by policy, because that 28 days is not really law, just to ensure that it is aligned to policy.
Well, I agree. I don't know. I'm sure you will all agree with the proposal. Alignment with the prescribed policy of law.
The department should align the procurement process to meet the target of 30 days as prescribed by policy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Well, I agree with the proposal, but what I don't agree with is the preview to this proposal. Okay, I don't know whether we can change this like this. Actually, you're just supposed to say, I propose that we... you don't know, it's like you have not carefully applied your mind. Now, we want us to help you there. No, Father, you have carefully applied your mind. This is what you're proposing. So it's up to us to take it from this, and we are taking it. Yes, I mean. Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. And any other proposal? Page 36, 37? 37? The minister here is also... Oh, 36. The train is moving. Miss Kadimeng, Ms. Asuela, and then Ms. Chilian.
Thank you, Chair. Just to add on the recommendations, to say the National Treasury...
Where are we there? Where?
The, to add the extra bullet on the program 3, university education. The National Treasury to significantly increase the allocation of infrastructure in universities, especially for the student residents.
Allocation for infrastructure. It's an additional bullet. And if you can read.
The National Treasury to significantly increase the allocation for infrastructure in universities, especially for student residents.
Are we in agreement, Professor Pogoni?
Yes.
Next.
Program 3. I should think that is the function of program 2 members of development and training. Shouldn't we move that into that part? the first book of program 3, university education. That first book, this branch has a vital role, blah, blah, blah. Should it move to the program 2, because it talks about appointment and of the PG, and I think that's a human resource function.
Okay, you are proposing that the first bullet be moved to program 2 because it deals with human resource mechanism.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
So then the proposal, your proposal. What's your story? Because things are acting really well. Now, when to defend?
Yeah. If we move it from here, we can't take it to program 2. We have to take it to program 1 because it deals with administration.
Okay. So you agree that it doesn't belong here? Except that you're proposing that we take it to another program, program 1. All right. What do you want to say, Mr. Omlet?
I was
going
to say, you can move it to program 1 because it does belong here. But we're saying that program 2 is like a PDG full-time employee for 2 years. Yes, 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 yes,
shouldn't retain it at this position, but just highlight that the, because we're talking about the monitoring and evaluation of this sector, we should retain it there, but just emphasize the fact that in view of the vital role and responsibility of this program, a permanent DDG should be appointed. A permanent DDG should be appointed. Because if we think about this, this is specifically focusing on this program for higher education. So I would like to support that we consider keeping it where it is, but we just refer to the vital role and responsibility in monitoring and evaluation of the higher education sector. Thank you.
Okay, I don't agree with the permanent, but maybe we say the vacancy has been for a long time and then it must be filled.
Okay.
It's not about
putting it back.
Yeah, probably. Whatever, that position is the permanent position.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kongri said, Mr. Parker, and then we don't talk about me. So shall we then consolidate our position on where we want to see this bullet? Is it remaining there, or do you think we need to take it to program 1, which is administration?
So before we move, Chair, can I?
Should be filled as a matter of agency, so we remove this permanent DDG.
Yeah.
then where do you want it located? There or somewhere else? Well, there are two proposals. You keep it there or you take it to under administration. I'm now going to allow the deputy minister. Shall we proceed? 30 seconds? I'm happy with the progress that I'm making in Chile. 30 seconds, I'm pleased with the recommendation.
I would like to suggest that we have an additional recommendation, an additional bullet under this sector, and that we hear states the following, that National Treasury to increase.
And we are talking program 49?
I'm talking program 14, was it?
Four.
Yeah. Could become bullet 4, 2.
On page 37,
yeah.
We're adding a bullet at the bottom of the program 4 bullet.
That National Treasury to increase funding. To meet the 2030 NDP target for expansion of the TVET and community college systems, especially in regard to NSFAS, subsidies, college infrastructure, and equipment. The National Treasury to increase funding to meet the 2030 NDP targets for expansion of the TVET and community college systems, especially in regard to NSFAS, subsidies, college infrastructure, and equipment.
Thank you very much. Any other additions? 37,
38?
37, just. Oh, 37. Both Martha and then Professor Pozzoli.
Yeah, the last bullet before program 5.
You remember we've added a bullet there,
eh? Yeah. I'm proposing that. No, I'm not proposing an additional. I'm proposing that we detail exactly what is theft all about. It's theft of assets. Because it might look as if it's theft of maybe things like books and stock. It's serious assets. Maybe let's find the way in which we can. Include assets.
Actually, yeah, it does allow that to put after theft of assets.
Assets, yeah.
Edu, Selena, Tibet, College. Professor Pozzoli?
38. Top of page 38, there are two bullet points there, the very first two, both on this fact.
The one says we must realistically increase the budget, and the next second one says we must reasonably increase the budget. I'm just wondering if those aren't really making the same point.
I remember us also improving this statement.
Well,
how do you
answer? Well, I just thought we could. Did we at any point have a discussion on fee-free higher education and support it? Because I'm not sure whether we did. I mean, I don't mind supporting it, but I'm just saying I don't know whether that's accurate, an accurate record of our discussion. And it looks as though we're kind of making two separate recommendations, one to realistically increase it, to do this, this, and the other one to increase it to implement fee-free higher education, which is a little bit, which is quite different, really, from the first proposal. The first proposal is NSFAS will pay all the fees. Fee-free higher education means there won't be any fees. So they would, it requires a bit more, either we need to work harder on it, but I would suggest that for the moment we remove the fee-free one until we've had a chance as a committee to work through that. And I think we did ask for the fee-free higher education group to present to us at some point, and maybe we could then have the discussion. Then my second point is a few more bullet points down, and there is a space problem there, but you can see that. The entity should provide additional support. Have you got that one? I don't think we should play a more active role in student affairs. I do remember NSFAS thinking that was what we had said. But in fact, what I understood we were saying was, no, just play a more active role in how universities are managing their NSFAS grants to prevent recurrence of student protests. It needs to be more alert to what's actually going on inside universities. Like, if TUT hasn't claimed 97 million rand or something by October, NSFAS should know about it and proactively get them to claim it. And that would have prevented this student protest. So it's not so much getting involved in student affairs, which I think would be a slightly explosive recommendation if it came from this committee, but should just play a more active role to prevent recurrence. I would say we remove of student affairs. In student affairs. Just remove that.
Okay. Is it not perhaps better to describe the role as proactive? Because if we're saying active, what are we saying? Proactive means you identify a very low rate of claims. So if you are proactive, then you are in fact identifying, here's a problem, let's intervene.
The, the entity should provide additional,
I think, what
is it, support or monitoring? Support? Monitoring? Because I want them to intensify their monitoring. They must monitor the disbursement of this allocation through the university and play a proactive role in terms of identifying claims that have not been claimed and then communicate. Where we discover that TUT has not claimed and they did not do anything, our question was, what did you do? So there's a gap there. And then in their response, they said they communicate this to the department. And I still think they have a monitoring role to play, whereby they can communicate with a relevant institution to say they can CC maybe the department, or write to the department and CC the institution. You see, that's a proactive role. Department this, if they use this, they have not claimed. And
then CC this one, and then we will appreciate your intervention. So that we CC them. They know that you've already reported them to the department, and then they act likewise to correct. So how do we put it? Let's agree on one way of putting it.
Chair, can I propose?
Yes.
The entity should provide additional monitoring of and support to institutions that have outstanding claims.
Yes, I'll agree with that
one. Monitoring of
and support to. And then we remove the last part of the and support to the institutions that have outstanding claims.
And play a more proactive role to prevent recurrence of student protests.
And play a more proactive role. But you know they don't get involved in student affairs. It's management. Okay. So we must not put them where they're not supposed to. Management must also strengthen their management. It is something that if they have not claimed, you can't claim the network. Is management that has failed to claim on time. So maybe we should not put them, let's not add the student affairs. They don't get rid of it. Yeah, also we remove them. Yeah. And the country we say prevent recurrence of student protests. It has something to do with management. We also remove them. They can't. There's no, they have to defend the fund and make sure that the beneficiaries on time and the management claim. So that's it. Okay. Where we want a correction on page 38? None, eh?
No.
Page 39. That's the last page. That was the marathon. Page 39.
Can I also add to that that we appreciate the support of our staff?
Where there's appreciation, okay.
Even though they laugh all their way through it, we think they're doing
well. Okay. Okay. Where we talk about the accounting authority should exercise its governance responsibility adequately to improve the overall performance of the entity. Which entity are you talking about? NEPAL? QCTO. Shouldn't we say QCTO? Okay. It's under that heading. Alright. What else do you want me to hear? That's fine.
Thank you.
to say the official.
We want to express a word of appreciation to them, several words, but we ask them, since we are so appreciative, that they will just check whether it should be incorporated in one line, or if it is usually the practice that it is expressed in the house.
It is expressed in the house.
Thank you. ukuthi umkhulu ucelamisebele document abakadenzelele ucela kuyamisendelea document ivela anyamalala nazi into yazi
question.
Proposal for adoption?
report on the university, on meetings with the university. That includes the report from our school to the University of Technology and the University of Portland. Senior?
I just wanted to refer you to page 8.
Page 8?
Yeah. And specifically to put it on observation, the portfolio committee was concerned that some of the students were still arrested and criminal charges were imposed on them by management of universities. We will have to expand on the reason why we were concerned, because if criminal acts are committed by students, the force of the law should be applied. So we should say whilst negotiations or discussions or deliberations between the student bodies and the university management were still, you know, was still being conducted, deliberations. It was a concern to the committee that, you know, immediate interventions were made by, and students were arrested. And the reason is simply that we can't be seen as a committee on higher education to condone such acts. So I have a concern about such a blatant statement, and I just wanted to hear what the other colleagues are saying about that. Thank you, Chief.
All right. My suggestion is that you leave this one out. You cannot encroach into the other from the law. Yeah, that's justice, ne? And then we are the basic sex. So we cannot now take decisions or interfere. So let's leave this one out. On matters of law and order, we don't interfere. They must take their own decision on how they want to do the matter. Any other input sense, Mr. Any other input? Okay. May we have a proposal for adoption? The student is proposing, and then who's seconding? Any seconder? All right. Now, let's pass oversight visit. Page 1. Thank you. necessary measures to ensure that they model meets the national transportation standards. We're talking to that. Why have you hidden the federal to a unit service? What do you think? Is that better? Move from federal to unitary. How do you put it? Federal. Federal administration to a unitary. Okay, let's leave it.
No, I no. Just one. This one is just to remind the chair. I know this 5.1.2, the 10 million donation. Was this money donated to the university? What was the story? I don't. This is the correct story.
Okay. Can you help us there? Content of item.
The SRC did report that there was 10 million money donated from an unknown trust fund to the university. So they don't know how that money was used. So that is why the Vice Chancellor was saying there is a forensic investigation taken,
okay,
conducted towards that.
Yes, ma'am.
I think what we need to do here is that we should always work from an evidence-based point of departure. So I think we should perhaps here just say we note with concern that there's an allegation that this has happened, and the committee would fully support the university when it intends to instigate a forensic audit. And I think the reason just being that we should never just jump to conclusions on the basis of anecdotal sort of reports that received. You know, we should say that allegations were made that this and this, and therefore we support the investigation, the forensic investigation.
I just wanted to ask a matter of form. Of course, a minute. Were you looking for an adopter? Okay, I've moved to adopt, but I just want to ask, what happens to the... Yes, I second. What happens to these minutes? Do the institutions get them? Do they get feedback from us? Do they, or do they just...
After signing, I think they must send you a copy. But what goes to the National Assembly, I think is a report. And then they get fined for future reference.
But does the actual institution never receive the report?
No, thanks, Prof. No, after it has been adopted and published in the ETC, then we can send it to the Office of the Vice Chancellor. Yeah.
Or the institutions that were part of this meeting. Oh, yes. No. That one we discussed. We do send that to the institutions. I'm sorry, I thought we were talking about Parliament. So my focus was on, no, we can only share with the report and then the other side. Yeah, no, the institutions must get this. So they can see if we've kept that. correctly, but the method, my method of work was, we must send it to them before we come to adopt them here. So that if they still feel like inputting on the minutes, so they can do so. Remember?
Correct. Fact.
Yeah, I just say immediately we send them so they can input, because there will also be sensitive not to be incorrectly captured. You know? So we did not do that. I now told them to do that. Then immediately when we finish, just like they send us so that they can look and input. And if they, after they've inputted, we can then adopt with their input. Yes,
Chair, we remember we did talk about it, and all the minutes that we prepared for the universities, so they were adopted. We did send those minutes to the universities, and we got feedback as well. There were no additions to the minutes. There were no contestation to the minutes. So,
we talked about the report.
Yes, I talked about the report, but I'm just saying even before
the report. I don't remember referring those, because I had, as well said, I'd like to sign them off. But then moving forward, can we do it this way? I would like them to get these reports beforehand so that we can allow them space to input, and then after we've adopted them, we can still send them the final, well, that one, yeah, the final report with their input. What's your proposal?
Then after the input, when it comes to us, the representative.
Now, procedurally, you must then give them the one, the final one where they've made the input, so that we show them that we're taking them serious and those inputs have been
infected. If we are in a portfolio and they come and they discuss, they make their point, then we make any of those points. Yes? And it comes to us and we got to verify that that is how we discuss. And this is the point they make. I think that's a fine thing.
The other side of the coin is if we give them the corrected version, that will also just show respect and it improves on our relationship with them. That's the fact that we've now captured your input.
Yeah, we can give them the report, but not to, for them to follow through and correct again and correct
that. I didn't say that. I said after we consolidated everybody's input, we can then send them the final report.
Yeah.
Thank you. Your hand was up. I saw your hand with
Chair, then do we ask them to respond to what we've recommended?
No, just give them. If they come back to us with certain areas of concern, we'll take
note of that. No, Chair, I don't mean that. I mean, if we say they must move to this non-federal model, that's a hard recommendation. Do we then get them to come back in 6 months and tell us what they've done about our recommendations or not?
We said we're not writing that. What is written here suffices. Né? But we will, actually we also told them, we will send them the report. If they feel, they strongly feel that there are certain maybe mistakes to be corrected, they will communicate with us.
Chair, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying, not about the minutes as minutes. I'm talking about the minutes as showing that we have recommended certain things that they must do. Do we then ask them to do those things and tell us when they've done this?
Of course, we'd like to have progress report.
That's
right. You write a good time, because anything must be time-bound. Maybe, then we must include the to say we expect a progress report within 6 months. Is this correct?
Chair, what normally happens, my experience is, the Vice Chancellor of the University will channel the recommendations of the Portfolio Committee to the Chair of Council, and then the Chair of Council will table the recommendations, in particular where they are specific. Then what happens, the Council decides if management can be advised to action that or not. More often than not, they do take the advice seriously. But where they will contest you is on the university autonomy. That remains a decision of council. And once council has taken a decision, unless otherwise, if council intends to be advised by the committee, they may reject it.
Okay.
Because the structure
of the university actually is a decision of council. In particular, the configuration of the university is a decision of council.
Are there something that Dr. Afton said that will appreciate the report on the implementation within 6 months? But it must be in the recommendation.
Yes.
So if there's no progress report, they'll write to us and say we're not agreeing with you. You know?
Yes.
So they'll still tell us whether they can. Remember, the issue there was transformation. Did I say, Mr. Yeah, you see an after, Mr. Tekani?
After.
Yes, Mr. Tekani?
I wanted to say, I don't think with this minutes and report, if you send it back to them, it can be a final thing. I think if the system must change, that is a different process, because it's not going to affect, it isn't going to affect one university. It will have to be a national thing. So probably because there is policy, you might have to have hearing and gather me, debate the whole thing, and have everybody input and decide. So I don't think just by this meaning. Do you think if they say yes, we agree, then tomorrow there'll be a unitary set of a federal system? So I just think that, look, we send them this minute just to inform them and say this is what we propose. It isn't even final with us because we recommend it. Cabinet, Parliament can decide otherwise. So for them, it's just to know these are the ideas to be debated. There might be other recommendations that are for implementation, but this one in particular, I don't think it can be finalized. Not by us, not by them. If it must be finalized, a different process must take place.
Okay. I think this does not nullify the figures we want. We would like to include under recommendations that we would like to get a progress report on the above within 6 months.
Chairperson, I must say I have a fundamental problem with that, and I'll tell you, I'll explain that. Our role as Parliament and as a committee of Parliament is oversight over the executive and legislation. If we feel strong enough that we now want to pass legislation to compel the Northwest University, we should progress, we should process that. I would suggest the way that it was formulated, the reports, and we should differentiate between the minutes and the reports. The report is formulated as though it captures the view of the committee that the university should revisit the management model. Because that's our position at present. We think there's a problem. They should revisit it. It is then up to the Northwest University Council and, when necessary, the minister to intervene, to force them to do that. But we can obviously, as a committee, also develop legislation to compel them to do that. But the point is, well, and then we will have to tread carefully because we will have to look at the detail of the act that guides that governs them. But I'm just saying, we must not try to be a second department of higher education. There's one department of higher education. Our role is to fulfill an oversight role over the executive authority, which is the minister and deputy minister, and the department. Our recommendations actually are going to the minister. And the recommendations and what we're thinking can go to the university institutions, but I agree with Honorable Kekana that I don't think we can ask them to correct our reports, etc. We finalize it, we say this is our view, they can then say, listen, we would like to engage with you because you clearly have the wrong view, can we come to the committee and express our concerns, whatever. my concern is just Chairperson, that we must, as I say, we must not duplicate the function of the department. Ours is an oversight role over the department, and if we look constitutionally, Section 55 of the Constitution, the powers of Parliament are limited to oversight and to legislative authority. And we can pass, we can amend, we can develop, we can write our own legislation. That's our authority, which is obviously not as a committee, but we present to Parliament, and once Parliament is adopted, then it becomes, it gets the force of law. I'm concerned that we shouldn't be confused as to what we can and what we cannot do. The report as it stands, I don't see anything wrong, because we are making strong recommendations. But we can't tell them, you must report back in 6 months. I don't think that is not our function. We can ask the minister in 6 months, can you give us a report back? After we've made certain recommendations, we also give it to the minister, it's tabled in the House, it becomes a report of the House. The minister then adopts it, and they say, this is what the portfolio committee feels, what are you going to do about it? But our engagement is with the department and with the minister. And then we obviously go to see institutions as part of our oversight role. But I don't see the way that some of the colleagues are seeing the role and function of this committee. Thank you.
Okay, I agree with the honourable member where she says they cannot account, they don't account to us because they account to the minister. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we should then say, because it's our recommendation, that they should report to the minister in 6 months after the okay. So I agree there. Yeah? Where we're saying, we don't think they must recommend. We send this thing where they think they are misrepresented. They have the right to correct.
Okay.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes I don't see where is it where there's no confusion there. But you corrected, you were right to say they must. But you must put time frame. Because that institution, we went there because they've refused to transform. So we want to put pressure and time frame. By this time around, we'd like to see some change. So the progress is about moving from where we found them, resisting transformation, to the improved way of and ways of doing things. I mean, that's the progress report that we'd like to see. In our interaction with them, we both spoke about federal and military system. We spoke about them, and there was no issue there. They agreed, they understood us. Yes. All right. So, Professor Pozzoli?
Yeah, I'm sure Ms. Killian knows the Constitution and that better than I do, and I'm sorry if I've got it wrong here. But we don't want to become an arm of the minister. We don't want to be the minister's implementation arm. We are an independent body. That's the separation between executive and the legislature. We are independent from the minister. We are not the same as the minister, and we are not doing what the minister needs to be done for him. So for us to go on an oversight visit and then tell the minister he must implement that, and then ask him how he's been doing on implementing it. It's as though we are giving him ourselves as a weapon to use in his authority over institutions. But what say if we were to disagree with the minister in one of our recommendations? Let's say we didn't agree with everything the minister was doing in relation to universities and we wanted them to do something else. We would be perfectly entitled to do that. So I don't know whether, I still think, let's not say we are writing to you to tell you to implement these things, but I still think we are justified in asking them for a response. Not on the minutes, on the actions that we suggested. We could ask the university council for a response to our thing. But we don't, I agree, maybe it's not right to start acting as a monitoring body. But otherwise, what happens to all these oversight visits? We spend hours and hours and days sitting in the institutions. I have a horrible feeling that the oversight reports will just get put in the file X.
All right.
And no one will ever look at them again.
Okay. Welcome to Paul. I'm trying
you know what could happen to this recommendation? As we table them then, we now have to talk to the minister. The speaker will then refer that to the minister. That's what the speaker is supposed to do. He looks at the recommendations and writes to the minister and say, these are the, for your response. You know? Yeah, to the committee. These are recommendations for your response to the committee. Because he's the one who accounts to us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then if we don't talk about the progress, say it means we should then one of those recommendations, but we can't await. But as I say, the minister must respond to us on the progress made by the university within 6 months.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Kitan?
Yeah. No, sir,
I don't want to speak to myself.
Sorry.
I wanted to highlight that if we do it through the minister of the department, the response is fine. We're doing the same thing. We still want the response, but you don't go direct. This becomes very sensitive, I can tell you. Especially in areas where there are problems. They'll tell you, politicians come here from the portfolio and they behave like managers. They start telling people what to do as if they are running the company. We've experienced that in the past. In mining, where there are problems, they'll always use this. And accuse us of our oversight, that we've taken over administration, we want to behave like managers, and we're confusing our role and their role. So that's why, strictly speaking, we must do it through the department.
Okay. Thank you very much for all your input. They are assisting this time. So we have now adopted the Northwest Oversight Report. Agreed? Yeah, we have. Shall we move on to the minutes? We've got 4 sets of minutes. How hard you have worked? So we can't say you or now. But finally, since done in half, they're never done. And yesterday, I guess, even the half, if it does not have all the ingredients, it will not give you the good final product. I like it. I was hearing of it for the first time. Shall we look at the minutes of the 14th of October?
September.
Remember,
I was just wondering how are we going to, because that is the...
We're going to do the...
Okay.
Yeah, bit by bit, or... I don't know how to put it in English. Can somebody help me?
Senior manager led the presentation which focused on the following, and then we put a colon, internal controls, dashboard, assurance levels, audit outcomes of the department and its entities. On the following?
Agree.
Colon, yeah.
Agree. Of the 15th, Page 3. Any proposal for adoption? Mr. Balta, seconder. And Mr. Suena. How did you know? I forgot. All right. The meeting, the minutes on the 16th. Actually, here's how I do. This is the portfolio of evidence. The 16th. Meetings of the 16th? No, the 16th. Page 2? Page 3? 16th? Any proposal for adoption? Mrs. Agamemnon? Professor Kudur. But 1 minute. Thank you very much. We now on the minutes of the 17th.
Page 3. Any proposal for adoption? Thank you.
Deputy President, we're here coming back to the truth. Can we come to us? So, was it the chairperson of the council? Hey, we must do this to the right thing. Whoa, trouble. I think they can say he's coming. Ooh, Mr. Mann. Da 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 da.